This is a CHLY news update. Angela has relied on guide dogs since she was 14 years old. At a young age, she struggled with mobility issues and had trouble with everyday tasks. She says she wouldn't be able to imagine her life without help from guide dogs.
They're just instrumental. Like, to be able to do something that so many people without a physical disability take for granted, like going to open a door or take your shoe off, or, you know, it's a lot more difficult. And with their help, her help, it's natural. It's automatic. It's something I can do, like, by myself. And that says a lot, because I need so much physical help that even the smallest stuff is a big deal.
Angela has been with her guide dog, 8-year-old Ella, for 6 years now. She received Ella after applying to the Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides, which provides service dogs at no cost to Canadians with disabilities. Every year, they raise money by organizing walks in more than 200 communities across the country. Anita Humboldt is the coordinator for the Nanaimo Lions Foundation Dog Walk, which has been running since 2007. Humboldt explains why community support and donations are important to the organization.
These dogs, the cost would be between $30,000 and $35,000 for a person to have a dog that's trained like this for their disability. And it's not really attainable for most people. And our dog walks across Canada on this day raises funds so that these dogs can be provided to the people who are needing them.
The Nanaimo Dog Walk took place the morning of May 31st at Mafeo Sand Park. Dogs, along with their owners, began the walk at the Lions Pavilion, making their way along the waterfront towards the Nanaimo Yacht Club before looping back. The goal of the Nanaimo fundraiser this year is $3,000. So far, the fundraisers have reached $400.
The number of people who are in need of these dogs is quite substantial. And we need to be able to continue this, because without volunteers and people coming out and donating, people wouldn't be able to have, you know, a dog guide.
One mission of the Lions Foundation is to instill confidence in people with disabilities by allowing them to be independent.
We see firsthand, being with the Lions, people who have dog guides, and how it's been so beneficial for them, and really is giving them the confidence and independence in their life that they've been lacking. One fellow in particular was a young fellow, and he was having seizures and was not able to go to school by himself, because on the way to school he would possibly have a seizure, so his mom would have to go with him. And as he got older, that was becoming problematic. And so he ended up getting a dog guide for seizures. This dog transformed his life.
Louis Weger is a sales associate at Northern Nanaimo Bosley's. He joined the walk on Sunday to help raise awareness for guide dogs. He explains the wide range of issues that dogs are trained to help with.
Cover everything from general service dog, helping people who are having trouble with walking, mobility issues. We have seizure assistance, diabetes control for people with blood sugar issues, autism assistance, as well as people who with visual impairment. And then we even have dogs that provide like PTSD support for police departments, fire departments, people going through PTSD issues.
Angela says another reason for the walk is to educate the public on why it's important to not pet working service dogs. She talks about past experiences she had in public.
They pet her over top of the do not pet sign. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, really?
It's like a target.
And so, no harm, and a lot of people, is when I say, I'm sorry, can she can't be petted, they kind of, they go like this and then they step back.
Angela explains that petting service dogs can cause real damage to the people who rely on them.
The fact that you can't pet them is because they need to be focused on what they're doing, and petting them or distracting them interrupts that. And it's really important that, as hard as it is, that you follow the do not pet. It is essential for teams and for the people that have the dogs in terms of their safety.
The Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides has a goal of reaching $1.6 million this year. Dog walks at other cities across the country will take place all the way until September. For CHLY News, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.